welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel a bit messy. Each week, I help you get unstuck from whatever's holding you back, whether that's overwhelm, overthinking, or offers that just don't quite work, so you can build a business that actually works for you. Here's this week's episode. Have you ever been told at any point in your life that you should just be grateful for what you have? I think there's probably quite a lot of us who have experienced that in our time. I remember very clearly one incident when I was a child where I was given a birthday present. I'd had a birthday party and I was given, it was a tin ball that you could open in half. And in it was a round soap and some hair clips, like hair grips with little butterflies on them. And I remember saying to the mum of the child who'd given this to me, I said, oh no, but hair clips don't stay in my hair. Because I've always had really kind of fine, silky hair. And my mum really told me off for this because she said I was ungrateful. And it's quite interesting how those things that we are told when we are children can impact us later on in life. And so there's a real hidden cost of saying, I should just be grateful. And that's what I'm talking about in today's episode of the Unstuck podcast. Hello, I'm Libby Langley. Thanks for joining me again. It's nice to see you here. Always, you're my favourite. You're my favourite person who listens to this podcast. So you should just be grateful. So given that I was a child, and I don't know how young, but quite young, when this happened, how should I have reacted? I mean, obviously, I was mortified, right? And I still remember it, I don't know, 4 years later. And mum was just encouraging me to just say thank you and move on. However, is that kind of right? And I'm not questioning her parenting here and all that stuff. And I probably did say thank you too. I don't know. But if something isn't right, should we just be grateful for having it anyway? Or should we say, okay, cool. And what I actually want is this. Do by always telling ourselves, just be grateful for what you've got. Yes, we can acknowledge our privilege at having the thing, right? Or having generated the thing or created the thing or being able to afford the thing. Fine. Yes, acknowledge that. However, does it mean that we shouldn't say, what I actually want is this? Because by not doing that, you get stuck in this gratitude guilt, right? And that means that you can diminish your sparkle, diminish your shine, and limit your opportunities. And that's not a good thing to do, right? That's not a cool thing to do. But the thing is saying, you know, I should be grateful for what I have. It can sound harmless, even virtuous, okay? And there is an amount of gratitude that we can all have for things that we have, right? But if it's not right, does that mean we should settle for it? And I don't really think so, you know, because when it becomes a reason, when gratitude becomes a reason not to want more, surely that then turns into a muzzle. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be wearing one of those. Thank you very much. I don't want to be muzzled. I don't want anyone to tell me to be quiet and not voice what's going on for me. Women have had too long of being told that our opinion isn't valid or that we sit quietly in the corner. I mean, certainly for children, be seen and not heard, right? You know, don't voice what you actually think. And I certainly don't mean be rude ever. But to put your opinion forward or to strive for the life and business that you really want, surely that's a good thing, right? Isn't that a good thing? I don't know. But many women, particularly, will internalise that. I should just be grateful for what you've got, as, you know, ambition is selfish, or you're lucky to have what you've got, don't rock the boat. And that can, you can look at that the other way of just, you know what, I'm all right, this is fine, I'm just going to continue as I am. That's a whole different thing, right? Because that's the comfortable middle. And that's a thing to embrace. But if what you have, you feel you should be grateful for because, whoa, you're lucky to have, you're lucky to have got this far, you're lucky to have done this, that's got real negative connotations. And I gratitude is healthy, you know, being grateful and being aware of what you already have, right? Because we can forget what we already have and what privilege we already have. And I don't think we should forget any of that. I think there is an element of gratitude of, you know, satisfaction and joy to be taken from what exists already. But guilt tripping yourself into settling is not cool, right? That's not healthy. That's not something that you should do. And so I wonder if you've had experiences over the years where someone has said to you, be grateful, you know, be grateful for that. And I think we've kind of all, you know, we've all said that at times. But it's when this becomes your message and your mantra and your, you know, your underlying what, stuck thing, the thing that's keeping you stuck, you know, the hidden cost of saying, I should just be grateful. It's not a healthy thing for it. And there's a difference between appreciating your life and settling for it, okay? Not settling into it, because great, you know, that can be great. You'd be like, do you know what? This is fine. I'm just going to, here I am. I'm good. You do your things. I'm going to do mine. That's a very healthy way to be. And that's kind of appreciating your life. But just settling because you're grateful for it, right? That you can be deeply grateful for what you already have and still want change, okay? The two things can coexist. You can want things to be different. So at the time of recording, we are 2 days away from moving house. And I can't wait. I'm absolutely desperate to get this done, to move house and to be somewhere that we really want to be, okay? However, I am also deeply grateful for having this house, for having, you know, reasonable sized house that served us extremely well for 3 years. But I don't want to be here. I want to be in the new place with the cows in the field at the back, right? The two things can coexist. And I know that I have mentioned house move quite a lot in the last, I don't know, probably 10 episodes, but that just shows you how ready I am, right? So you can be deeply grateful for things and still want them to change. And that's all okay. Because settling, which is different from being comfortable, settling feels like you're kind of, quietly shrinking into yourself. Not even necessarily quietly, but you're shrinking into yourself because you're telling yourself, this should be enough. But it doesn't feel enough. I don't know, maybe you've had relationships like that, you know, where on the surface there's kind of nothing wrong, but it just doesn't feel like enough anymore. Maybe you've had jobs like that. Maybe you've worked with clients like that. This used to be great, but now it just doesn't feel like enough. And all of those things are okay. You can say, do you know what, this has been great. And now I'm ready for something else. And that's just such a nice way of phrasing it because, you know, sometimes the whole gratitude thing is like, you know, you should sit down and like build a little shrine and bow to it and, you know, I don't know, or journal about it. And none of those are things that I want to do or do, you know, journaling. I don't know when it became journaling. You used to say just going to write stuff down or you'd keep a diary. But is it an Americanism? Maybe it is. I don't know. But anyway, it's not something that I do. It's not something that I practice. And it's not something that I don't know. It doesn't work for me, but I know that it does for a lot of people. And so, you know, gratitude journals are things, right, that exist. And that's great for you to record your feelings, emotions, happiness, joy, as long as it doesn't become a be grateful for this young lady, you know, as long as it becomes a, do you know what, this good stuff happened. I'm cool with that. I'm happy with that. And this is what I'm looking forward to next. Yeah, it doesn't, and never say but as well. And is always a much more powerful word because the two things can exist at the same time. You can be super delighted about something and want something else. Yeah, it's about growth, and it's about knowing yourself and having a real appreciation for the space for desire. You know, you can create that space in yourself for something that you desire, like a goal that you want to work towards, right? Something else that you want. You know, for us, this new house, it was something that we really want. It's a real conscious choice. But it doesn't invalidate all the houses that I've lived in before at all, because they're all part of the journey. So there's never any, I don't think there should ever be any blame about this, you know? And rather than saying, you know, I should just be grateful. I should be grateful for this house, but I don't want to live here anymore. So how does that work? It's we've moved into a slightly different stage of life, or we want different things, and all of that is okay. So saying I should just be grateful is like, yeah, you can be grateful and not want it anymore too. We can move on. I want to ask you a question as well. Are you actually content, or are you convincing yourself that you should be? They are two different things. So if you're truly content, you are truly content, and that is glorious. And that's what I mean when I talk about enoughness. I'm good. We're all right. I'm going to carry on doing this until I don't want to, and then I'm going to change it slightly. But for now, I'm good. Income's good. Business is good. I'm happy. Everything's nice. Balance is all there, right? That's great. That's true contentment. But convincing yourself that you should be content with your lot is not good. You know, so I want to ask you that question. And I want you to answer it honestly to yourself. Feel free to message me as well and tell me the answer. But what are you, you know, how do you really feel? And that's kind of the point where you can see that maybe actually you're like, oh, I'm playing a bit of the blame game with myself and you should be happy, young lady. Whereas actually what I want is this. And it's really good. When you know what the this is, then you can start to work towards it. And in my Unstuck community that I run, that I coach within, then you can, we focus a lot on the foundations of business, right? And those foundations of business are who you are, what you believe in, what you're passionate about, what you want to do, what you want to focus on, who you want to work with, who you don't want to work with, how you want your day to feel, how much money you want to make, all this kind of stuff, right? The foundations. And if your foundations are not really truly aligned, then you're probably convincing yourself that you're content or you're settling, rather than actively knowing that, you know what, life's pretty good right now and I'm just going to stick there. Thank you very much. There's a big difference. So let me know. And if you need support with that, obviously, come join my Unstuck community. It's where all the good stuff happens. So if you think you might be stuck in this, I should just be grateful, horrible bleh, cycle, then some ways to kind of work that out are probably you might notice that you are dismissing your own dissatisfaction and saying other people have it worse. And it's like somebody will always have it worse. No matter how terrible things are for you, somebody will have it worse. And so this kind of competing for the bottom, it's not really that cool, you know? If you're doing all right, then that is an incredibly privileged position to be in, and be grateful for that, be happy with that, whatever. But do some good for the people who aren't in that position. Rather than saying, oh, well, I can't say I'm really happy, or I can't complain, you know, I can't complain about the fact that my leg hurts because somebody else has just had to have their leg amputated. And it's like, but that doesn't mean anything. It's not, life isn't a competition to the top or the bottom. Yeah. If you want to do something about it, you know, volunteer or raise money or go be a talking support person in a hospice or something, you know, do something about it. Don't compete to make your situation worse than others, because there will always, 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 unfortunately, be tragedy and stuff in the world, right? But we the happier we are and the more comfortable we are, the more we're able to do about it, and the more we have the headspace to kind of influence change and be involved with stuff. So, yeah, divert that in a different way that actually makes some positive change. And also, if you know, kind of your decision making, right, is often influenced, negatively influenced by this, I should just be grateful kind of mantra that you might be telling yourself. And you might feel bad or disappointed or, you know, hatred for yourself if you want more success, more time, more freedom, or more money. You know, who am I? Look at everything I've got. Who am I to want more? Well, you know, go for more. Why is that a bad thing? Why is that a negative thing? The more you do, right, talking about money particularly, the more money you earn, the more good you can do, because the more you can support other people, the more money you can give away, you know, the more you can employ someone to support you in your business and then give you some time to go volunteering or do something else. Yeah, it's all good. And I'm not saying chase money for money's sake, but if you want more money, it can be a really, really positive thing, right? Can be very good. And I think as well that you might find yourself justifying that now isn't the time to make a change, even when you're unhappy. I'll wait until, you know, oh, I'll wait until after the summer. I'll wait until I've lost a stone. I'll wait until who knows what, right? Because those are just excuses that people make. Just do it today. You know, there's never a bad time. The bad time is just not doing it. But just make a start today. And it doesn't matter if today is Sunday or today is the middle of August when loads of people are on holiday or today is Boxing Day and you know, people are in food comas. It doesn't matter. The time to do it is now, is today. It ain't going to make any difference after the summer, really, or whether you've lost a stone or whatever. It doesn't make any difference. But by thinking that, you know, you should be just grateful for what you have, it can show up in your decision-making as these kind of excuses for not doing the thing that you really genuinely want to do. And you might be frightened of doing the thing, of taking the big step. But that's a whole different issue, you know? That's something that can be overcome separately. But, you know, this gratitude, the kind of gratitude guilt is not a good thing. It's not a good space to be in. And also you might find that you're saying yes to things out of obligation rather than excitement and alignment. And my goodness me, we've all done that. We've all done that. I should want to do this, but I don't want to do this. It's if you listen to that little voice that says, but I don't want to, or please don't make me, then actually that's talks a lot of sense. If the little voice says, but I'm frightened, I'm really frightened, different. You can get support for that. You can talk yourself around for that. You can, you know, find some coping strategies, ask ChatGPT for some, you know. There's lots of stuff that you can do to get support for that. But if the voice is, but actually I really don't want to, then that's really something. And I've gone through that a lot of times in my business is, you know, this is great, this is working, but I don't want to do it anymore. And it's really hard. But when you do stop doing the thing, it makes such a huge difference. It really does just make such a huge difference. So listen to your inner voice when it tells you something. But not if it's saying, who do you think you are for doing this? And they all have different voices. It'll be, who do you think you are? Because that's not truth, right? Who do you think you are for doing this? Some kind of badass or someone who's really frightened but is going to give it a go anyway. You can pick where you are on the who do you think you are barometer, but you can answer the question. Who do you think you are to do this is not a you shouldn't be doing this. It's a, well, actually, really frightened. Don't know if it's going to work, but I'll kick myself if I don't have a go. Yeah? And that's okay to voice all those things. You can reframe your ambition as self-respect. I like this. I really like this kind of way of thinking, because if you don't respect yourself, who else is gonna, right? Who else is going to do that? So if you care genuinely about your well-being, about your legacy, about your place in the world, you almost owe it to yourself to do the thing, right? Because, I mean, letting yourself down or disappointing yourself is just really, there's enough people in the world who are disappointed with this, quite frankly. So, you know, doing that to yourself and stilting yourself and stifling your own growth is not just not a good way to be. Then, you know, you don't want to kind of hinder your own progress because, oh, I don't know, what, naughty girls aren't satisfied and good girls are, or some rubbish nonsense you've been told over the years of that, you know, just be grateful for the hair grips, even though they don't work in your hair because somebody's bought them for you. No, grateful for the present, the kindness. But the actual thing is, it's not what I wanted. You know, as a child, it just wasn't what I wanted. And I never realised perhaps until that moment that saying what I actually wanted was a bad thing or could be seen as a bad thing. But I realised there's ways to phrase it. I've obviously learned kind of socially acceptable ways of phrasing things over the years. To a certain extent, I still do say what I think a lot, but it's never with malice or to cause harm or anything like that. It's just saying, great, but what I'd really like is this, you know? Like when my husband makes me a peppermint tea and it's too strong because he doesn't take the tea bag out straight away, and I say, we've been married for years and you still make it wrong sometimes. I like it like this. That's okay to do that, right? I'm grateful that you've made me the cup of tea. However, please do it better next time. That's also okay to say, right? And if you do want to journal, you know, then a kind of question to ask yourself, or if you just want to ask yourself this question while you're out walking your dog or swimming or driving the car or whenever you have your kind of thought time, you do not have to write anything down and you do not have to use the word journaling if you don't want to. You know, if I wasn't worried about seeming ungrateful, what would I really want next? Oh, that's a good question, eh? If I wasn't worried about seeming ungrateful, what would I really want next? And I love that. Just ask yourself that question and see what comes into your mind. Such a powerful question. And it could be something so far removed from what you're actually doing or where you actually are or who you're actually with or anything like that, that you'd be like, right, okay, we need a plan to make this. We need to plan to change this. Or it could be, well, just a bit more of that. It's anywhere on that particular scale. But really reframing success so it's about your happiness is one of the most powerful things that you can possibly do in life. You know, it's not just about income. Happiness, I honestly think it's kind of really the key barometer for measuring anything. Does this make me happy? Yes. Great. That's all we need to know. That's all we need to know. I mean, you do need money for sure, obviously, but success isn't just about kind of hitting these goals. It's about how you feel along the way. And you don't have to burn everything down in order to make these changes. You know, you can say, if I wasn't worried about seeming ungrateful, what would I really like? And if it's miles away, you don't need to just burn everything down now. You can go, right, okay, I still need to earn the money, but I'm going to change this and then this and then this and then this. And in 6 months' time or a year's time or 5 years' time, I'm going to be where I want to be. But it's the working towards it that brings the joy and the happiness and that you can have fun with along the way, right? So you do have to listen to what you're wishing for what you want. Because if you don't listen to yourself, who else is going to? Nobody, 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 nobody. And it's so important that you're honest with yourself, because it's only by being honest with ourselves that actually any kind of change happens. Because if we're kidding ourselves or lying to ourselves or burying ourselves under gratitude, layers and layers of gratitude guilt from, oh, blimey, the beliefs that we've picked up along the way or things our mother said to us at our 8th birthday party, whatever, then nothing is going to change, right? The world is never going to change. We are never going to be truly happy. And that's just a sorry, sorry waste of a life. You know, if you're not happy, it just makes me so desperately happy to think about how unhappy people are in the world. And sometimes there are circumstances you can't change. And I say all of this from a point of privilege that actually, you know, my life's pretty grand, right? But there are things that we can change. And certainly there are things that we can change in our business that will make us happier. And if that's only saying, do you know what? I'm not going to do client calls on a Friday because Friday I want free to either work or not work. Oh my God, that's such a massive change, right? And yes, you can be grateful for the clients that you did have on a Friday and also move them to a Wednesday. It can be as easy as that, right? To make these changes and to get out from this gratitude guilt and to build the life and the business that truly makes you happy and makes a difference in the world. These things can all happen alongside each other. You don't have to stick with what, you know, just because on paper it looks good, right? You don't have to stick to it. You get to do whatever the blooming heck you like. Ta-da! So I hope you feel lighter now. And off you go and do those exercises and do that work. And yeah, feedback to me. Tell me. Comment. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast as well if you haven't already done that. Make sure that you do that too. So great. Thank you for listening to the Unstuck podcast with me, Libby Langley. I'll see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and remind them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @Libby Langley. See you next week.